This is continuing coverage of the case against Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lori Vallow Daybell, it has come down to this, the end, well, of this trial. There's going to be another one next. Not quite as exciting, but you know, it's attempted murder. So thank God Brandon Boudreau survived. So they're going to take a little breather. And as far as we know, Lori's coming back as her own attorney because it worked out so well the first time.
Well, I didn't realize that she was going to represent herself yet again. What is she going to? She going to get a law degree in prison? Is she working at this?
She says she's studying a lot, and she's wanting to. She helps other women as they're trying to. I can't imagine, like, what is Lori bartering with?
in jail. Oh, dude, I think she's using her cosmetology skill.
Oh.
I don't know this for a fact.
No, I think she said something to that point in one of her recent interviews, like right before the trial started, where she was teaching some of the girls about how to do this or that, and they were teaching her how to, like, come up with things, and yeah.
Oh, I bet that's the barter system going on, because if you think about it, and I don't know this, but I don't think they've got cosmetology going on in prisons. Now, it would be good for self-esteem issues, things like that. I mean, when you know, actually get out of bed and shower and make yourself look presentable, you feel better. But I don't know.
It's prison.
It's prison. You got there somehow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, let's watch the magic moment here with Lori Vallow Daybell. I'm gonna take it's not the Karen Reed trial. I'm gonna take this bumper off the
I'll tell you a little something while you're doing that. I'm gonna miss her little poodle ponytail thing at the top of her head. I'm gonna miss that. That was such a 70s thing.
She'll be back. It's just gonna be a few weeks, so don't worry.
True.
In the Superior Court of the State of Arizona and in for the County of Maricopa. State of Arizona versus Lori Daybell, CR 2021-001704-001, verdict count one. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn in the above entitled action upon our oaths, do find the defendant, Lori Daybell, as to the crime of count one, conspiracy to commit first degree murder occurring on or about July 11, 2019, guilty. Signed, poor person.
Not a flinch.
Is this your two verdicts? So say you one and all.
Yes.
On the court's own motion, I'll go ahead and ask the clerk to poll the jury.
Juror number one, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number two, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number six, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number
this
seven,
is on is conspiracy verdict? To commit first degree murder.
Is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number nine, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 10, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 11, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 12, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 13, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
Juror number 15, is this your true verdict?
Yes.
You could, like, you get a beat going to this.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask the jury to retire to the jury room for just about 2 minutes. I need to discuss something with the parties before we determine whether you're done or not. So the admonition still applies. Please go to the jury room for a few minutes.
All right, to the jury.
And then we go to this. For a moment, and they get back.
Want to do, or do we want to go through this aggravation phase?
I'm willing to stipulate to it, Your Honor. All that it is the dangerous phase. Is that correct? There's only one statute that. There's only one sentence.
Well, the jury would need to find first of all whether or not this is a dangerous offense. First, secondly,
feels like it.
Whether the offense caused physical, emotional, or financial harm to the victim, or if the victim died as a result of the conduct of the defendant caused emotional or financial harm to the victim's immediate family. And then thirdly, the offense involved the presence of an accomplice.
Yes, yes, and yes.
If you're willing to stipulate to all three of those, we can do that. If not, we'll bring the jury back in.
I will stipulate to it, Your Honor.
All right. You understand that if you stipulate to this instead of a jury finding? Well, let me back up. You understand the jury would have to find these aggravating factors beyond a reasonable doubt?
Yes.
All right. And do you understand that if you stipulate to these factors instead of a jury doing it, I could also find additional aggravating factors at sentencing?
Sure.
Jesus.
Has anyone forced you or threatened you in any way to get you to stipulate to these factors?
No.
Has anyone promised you anything to get you to stipulate to these factors?
No.
Have you had any drugs, alcohol, or medication in the last 24 hours?
No.
Do you agree that
really?
Pursuant to the jury's verdict of guilt, that this would be a dangerous offense because a deadly weapon or dangerous instrument was used?
I'm stipulating to it.
You agree that that's what the what that that this is a dangerous offense?
Correct.
And you're further stipulating that as a result of your conduct, at least the victim or the victim's family suffered emotional or financial harm?
Absolutely.
And you're also further agreeing that the offense involved the presence of an accomplice?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the state satisfied with the colloquy?
Yes, Your Honor, it appears it's now involuntary.
All right. The court does find that the stipulation to those three factors was knowingly, intelligently, voluntarily made. I will accept the defendant's stipulation. At this time, I'm going to bring in the jury and release them from the admonition. Before we do that, well, as my staff's lining up the jury, do you want to have a sentencing date within approximately 30 days or... do you want to wait until after the next trial to be sentenced on this matter?
What does the court prefer?
It doesn't matter to me. Maybe you want to talk to your attorneys or advisory counsel about that. We don't have to do it right now. You can do it in a few minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really matter of fact. On her part, like, yep, we good.
I don't think it's because she's, like, admitting to it. I think it's because she just wants us to be done.
Again, what difference does any of this make?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But here's a little more it looks like.
Anyone about any aspect of this case that you want to at this point, but you also have the right to not talk to anyone about any aspect about this case. I just need to take care of a few more matters, but if you want to...
That's about it. That's where he just basically excuses the jury, thanks them, and then Lori gets escorted out.
I feel like, I don't know what her life is like in prison.
She said, well, she's in jail right now. She's in a jail because she's been awaiting this trial. So she's been in the last interview that she did. She was talking about how she hated jail and how prison was so much nicer and so much better. And she just couldn't wait to get out. That's why she decided to represent herself rather than get an attorney involved, because she didn't want it to go. She didn't want to have to stay in jail any longer than she had to, basically.
So do you think that's her motivation? Yes. For just half-assing it? Like, let's just get this shit over with.
Yeah.
Because I hate my accommodations right now and I want to go back to prison.
Well, the dumbass could just plead guilty, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. She wouldn't even have to go through any of this.
No.
So why is she doing it? Again, it makes no difference.
It makes no sense.
She is in prison for the rest of her life. She's not getting out.
Because she gets basically a field trip, but then she gets to be the star of a show for a little while. I'm sure that's why she's doing it. But I think she's like, well, I'll give it my best shot. But I think she knew that she was damned. And then when she was, this is what you get. It's like, yep, sure. What do you want? Like, what does the court prefer? What's going to be easiest for you just to get this done?
Yeah.
Basically.
What does the court prefer? I mean, who really?
Because in her mind, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what society says. It doesn't matter what the court says, because in her mind, she's right. And that's all she cares about at this point. I think she's resigned to the fact that she's in prison for the rest of her life. She's still right in her mind. And this is her journey that God sent her on. She even said that in the interview that, this is, if God even came and asked and said, I need you to go to prisons and help the women, and I was just living my life and none of this had happened, I would go.
This is her justification.
Yes, it's completely how she's thinking. Yeah.
Wow.
See, so like this is a prime example. Like when you kind of have an idea on their way of thinking, that makes a lot more sense.
It really does.
Yeah.
It makes a ton of sense. You know, she gets a little field trip.
Mm-hmm.
She gets, like I said, she's getting her footlong sub. You know, that's what I'm envisioning, is they have it all laid out on the table and she gets to go in, you know, with her little, you know, whatever belt mm-hmm. that she's wearing. And, you know, she gets to eat the sub, right? I mean, like, she's uncuffed, right? I mean, she doesn't. I'm picturing a sub.
For those of you watching on YouTube right now, Stacy was acting out, charading Lori Vallow Daybell eating a sub in with handcuffs. But
like a T-Rex would.
Yeah, it's like
how would a T-Rex eat a sub, right?
Yes, or someone with special needs of some sort. Yeah.
These are the things I think about. You just got a glimpse into my mind.
Well, we learned that Lori Vallow Daybell is guilty on this one and how she would eat a sub while cuffed.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.